It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Getting ready for the summer vacation can be a bit frustrating. You've dieted, exercised, and even denied yourself your favorite foods for months in preparation for your sun-filled adventure. But still, with all the work you put in, you feel you're just not bikini or surf shop short ready. Now, you do all the right exercises, sit-ups, the core exercises, the Stairmaster, and sweating it up. But still, again, you're saying, why can't I lose my belly fat? Now, I can't stand that dreaded muffin top. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's sometimes the best ab exercises and strenuous workouts will not get rid of that swollen belly. That's there's something much deeper, and I mean really literally deeper, in your gut that is the root cause of your swollen belly. Today on Nature's Secret, I'm going to share with you how to get rid of that bloat, that pouch, that muffin top by addressing the health of your digestive tract, and let's get you bikini or surf ready right now. Now, as a natural allergy and ultimate wellness expert, I found that there is a true connection, a very strong connection between allergies and gut connection. So many of us have these sensitivities to foods, and the allergic reactions are actually very surprising. You know, it's not just the rashes you get or itchy, runny nose. No, there are much more deeper hidden allergy symptoms, such as fatigue and acne, joint pain all over, insomnia, headache, and even anxiety. Now, food allergies and intolerances inflame the intestinal lining like a skin burn, which then swells a lot like a blister, causing the dreaded swollen belly. Definitely not bikini ready. But even more importantly, it's not healthy for you. Food allergies and intolerances triggering symptoms, including gas, bloating, abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea, and all that indicates that you have an irritable bowel. But what I call it is the swollen belly syndrome, or SBS. Now, the appearance of your belly does not lie. The first sign that you have some type of gut issue or a digestive issue is literally that you're starting to grow in that belly. You're having this distension. You may not even see any obvious symptoms. So you know what I do? When I do to measure out, see if you have a swollen belly issue, I actually measure it out. I measure the waist to hip ratio. Waist to hip ratio. Get out a flexible measuring tape, one that you know Taylor uses, and measure your waist right at the belly button level. Measure it, and then the second number is the one right at your hip, and that's the level where your inner thigh meets the groin. So you measure right there. Now, for women, the waist to hip ratio should be at 0.9 or less. Again, the waist to hip ratio should be 0.9 or less. But for men, the waist to hip ratio should be 0.8 or less. 0.8 or less. So now that you know your waist to hip ratio, and if it's at all for women, if you're above 0.9 or above 0.8 for men, now let's get rid of that swollen belly fast by using my clinically proven strategies. And then today I have so many, but I'm only going to share with you three of them. Number one, the fastest way to lose your belly fat and bloat is by changing what you eat. What you eat, what you put into your belly. Nothing deflates your belly faster than getting rid of the food allergies and intolerances. And now in my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, I go into 7 different foods that you need to remove from your diet in order to keep your gut and you healthy and happy. And of course, the side benefits of it is that you get a flat, sexy belly. Now, I go into detail in my book, but I'm just going to go ahead and give you the 7 foods today, 7 foods and beverages today, so that you can start looking at what you are eating during your lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Number one, dairy foods, all types of dairy products, cow's milk, sheep's milk, goat's milk even, and yogurts. I know that yogurt's good for probiotics, but you don't want to have the dairy yogurts. Number two, gluten grains. Gluten grains, those are wheat, rye, barley, oats, kamut, spelt, food products that are made of that, pastas, breads, things like that. Sugars, I'm talking about all the candies and cookies and sweets, but I'm also talking about fermentable sugars. You want, fermentable sugars are very high in certain types of fruits and veggies like apples and watermelons, peaches, nectarines, asparagus, broccoli. I mean, all these great foods that we all say that it's so healthy for you. But if you've got problems like you're bloated and you're gassy, well, I want you to eliminate these fermentable carbohydrates. What I've done is I've made it really easy for you to get my Dr. Suzanne's Flat Sexy Belly Do's and Don'ts checklist, so you can get it at drsuzanne.com/FSB list. drsuzanne.com/FSB, that stands for Flat Sexy Belly List. It's going to be also on my Radio MD page, so you can get it there. Now, the other foods that I want you to stay away from is molds and yeast, so like bready foods, mushrooms, and foods that have high mold in it, such as dried fruit, a beer, you know, wine, and again, that's the alcohol we need to stay away from. Then the eggs and peanuts that are very highly allergic, and that can cause a lot of gut issues and allergies like asthma. Okay, my number two secret to flat sexy belly is actually taking a really good healthy dose of probiotics. Probiotics. Now, what are probiotics? These are friendly bacteria that help our microbiome. Our mysterious microbiome, the community of all of these bacteria and microorganisms that live in our entire digestive tract, starting from mouth all the way down to anus. Now, there are all these different kinds of bacteria that live there, and if you don't have a healthy amount or there's an imbalance, you end up getting what's called the SBS, swollen belly syndrome. Now, I recommend that you get the refrigerated probiotics and ones that are formulated to bypass the actual stomach acid, and take the ones that are about 5 billion CFU, colony-forming units, or above, 5 billion or more. Yes, you can also have fermented foods such as coconut and almond yogurt and kimchi, my favorite, to get more healthy, friendly bacteria. By the way, there was an exciting new study just came out last month in the May issue of Molecular Nutrition and Food Research, where they found that when they studied these obese women and they had them eat fermented kimchi, right? Fermented kimchi coming from, this is the ancient Korean superfood that, you know, from my homeland, that it alters your gene expression and linked to metabolism, immunity, blood circulation, digestion, and blood pressure. And as well, they found that it increases the numbers of Bacteroides and Provotella bacteria, which actually helps you reduce your fat in your body. And also, it also lowers the Blatia bacteria, which in the gut, which actually is one of the factors that help increases the obesity issues that's associated with weight and obesity. That's just amazing that you can change your weight and change your ability to burn calories by just changing the fermented foods that you're eating and changing your bacteria, your gut flora. This is so exciting. So eat more kimchi, fermented kimchi, not the fresh, fermented kimchi, to achieve that flat, sexy belly. All right. So what's my third and last tip so that you can have flat, sexy belly is have more bowel movements. And I mean regular bowel movements every single day. You want good sized bowel movements. I know this might be a little too TMI, too much information for you today, but let's get real. We don't have enough fiber to have good bowel movements, and you need it every single day. You want to eliminate every day in the morning. And if you do that and you don't have these little rabbit poops as well as loosey-goosey ones, you're going to see that you're going to flatten out your belly even better. It's just amazing how good it feels when you have a good bowel movement in the morning before you start your day. So after a few weeks of following my do's and don't list, taking probiotics and improving your regularity, don't forget to measure your waist to hip ratio again. And I'm sure you'll see that your numbers will start dropping quickly. And then, of course, you can go in to get into your bikini or surf shorts ready right now. All right. Wow, that was a lot of fun. Have a great day today. This is Dr. Suzanne. Thanks so much for listening. Can't wait to hear about your flat sexy belly makeover. I will add the link to the flat sexy belly do's and don'ts. All right. Until next time, see you.